Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Couple years on and still the only podcast on the internet. What are you guys waiting for? The water's great in here. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my kooky co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi.
And we have a special disease-free guest, our great pal, Brian Backus.
Great to be here, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
This is a show where we talk about the things that are trending right this minute. A lot of the time you'll tune into a show and they're like, this week in review, or this is what happened yesterday.
Or this is what's happening next week.
We are not nostalgic in that way. We have our finger out to the wind right now, and we're going to find out what is happening literally.
Mm-hmm. Brian licked his finger.
Yeah.
Put it out into the air.
And so that leads me to ask, is that, Brian, is that something that you normally know about? Are you...
Oh, no. I'm like years behind. I'm going to learn a lot today.
Oh, what year?
Right now, currently, 1997.
Wait, 97?
Yeah. Oh, what's trending currently?
What's the last meme that you can remember?
What? I swear I learned a lot of a couple of the Spice Girls' names. Like, I went to the show on Friday.
What?
And learned Scary Spice is the black one.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yes.
Scary Spice. How racist is that?
That's not her name, though.
Well, obviously not, but they all have nicknames, right?
Right. No, yeah, totally.
Baby Spice. I'm kind
her
of
name
a baby
is
Spice.
Mel B. Mel B.
Mel B. Mel B.
I swam in her swimming pool once. True story.
Whoa. Let's hear about that.
There's no story.
You started it.
No, that's literally the entire story.
No, it's not. Why were you in her pool?
You know what? I don't remember. It was I'm not going to... It was during a period when I did a lot of drugs, and I probably don't really want to go into the finer details. Right.
The NSA is listening to this.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, NSA.
They're always listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to our NSA listeners.
We love you. Thanks for keeping our numbers up, you know? Someone's listening.
Kindly do just rate and review us on iTunes. Like, it can even be like...
In code?
No, like, you can talk about how you don't trust us or like whatever our flags are.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, just the ratings are good for us.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening to our friends at the NSA, and all this stuff I've ever said about that was illegal was just a joke.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't know, like, the current stuff that's going on. I checked out many years ago, but...
Ooh, what year?
What's the last meme you can remember? Is it the
keyboard
dancing
cat.
Baby?
Keyboard cat. Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keyboard cat was probably, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's the last... I don't... So it was, like, 2007.
Nice.
That's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to me.
Yeah.
That's a good meme.
Do you remember the dancing baby? That was like the world's first meme.
Oh, yeah. What,
What
year was that? That was
like 90 or 89 or something?
Was that Kung Fu Enter the Fist? Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
No.
I still haven't reached that year. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Well, the dancing baby was on Ally
McBeal.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. I remember this.
So you must know Ally McBeal.
I think you're confusing Dancing Baby with Kung Fu Baby.
I am. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Or Kung Fu Panda.
Or Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, no, definitely not that, because that came out when?
2000 and something.
Yep.
The year after Shrek came out.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they just changed the colors of Shrek.
Yes.
For Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda is Shrek.
With hair.
Okay.
You had...
They're really cheap.
July looks at his life in two chunks, before Shrek
and after Shrek. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. That's a meme.
That is a meme.
That is a meme, yeah.
Shrek sometimes too horny in those memes.
Oh, speaking of horny, Brian, we have a special person that is always here in all of our podcasts. She is the robot version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
You can talk to her.
Hey, Laura. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm horny.
Wow. You come on strong, don't you?
She does.
Please update my software.
Oh, okay. She can be horny sometimes, so we apologize for that. Sometimes she's in a bad mood. It sounds like she's in a good mood, so at least we have that.
I love you.
Okay, great.
Chappie is my cousin.
Chappie.
Oh, gotcha.
He is my cousin.
I just installed some new quick phrases on Robo Laura Hall, so she's a little... some of the most common things she says may pop up more often.
Oh. I'm so horny.
Okay.
That's different from I'm horny.
Oh. Yeah. I'm glad. That's cool. I mean, usually it takes her a little bit of time to think before she says
something. Oh, don't worry. She'll definitely have that.
Great. Well,
so
I'm glad she's here.
Robo Laura Hall, please meet Brian. He's our guest. Please be polite and don't be too weird if you don't mind.
Hello, Bran.
That's actually Brian. That's a common... it's a common misconception.
She thought you were a bowl of cereal.
You know, you'd be surprised how many people say that.
I love cereal. I love
cereal. She can't eat food, but she loves cereal. She tries to fit in with us, you know. She wants to be cool.
Ask God is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask God to make it taste sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Yeah, and if you want to contact me with your question, you can do it by calling 432-AGOTTA-HIGH, leaving a message, texting that number, or you can go to www.twb.cool/ask. We did it.
You don't have to say the www part. It auto forwards.
No, I...
HTTP.
It's important to me that I get them all.
It'd be easier if you didn't.
Okay, first of all, go to Google. Search for Google. How do I get to www.twb.cool/ask? Please. Thank you. Make sure you have all the formalities
and
in
then
there.
Hit I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah. First, you go to askjeeves.com.
To Google.
Dear Mr. Jeeves, please help me with my question.
He's my ex-husband.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes.
I didn't know that you had been previously married. To Jeeves?
Or the website?
No.
No, the butler.
The butler.
The butler from the website.
Gotcha.
And I think that canonically he died.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a...
Yes.
But you call him your ex-husband. Yeah. So you got divorced before he died.
I'm a robo-widow.
A robo-widow. Okay. It's weird that you call your late husband your ex-husband.
Robo-widows.
This just got adorable.
What's that? Is baby Agata here?
Wah! Has baby Agata been on the show before?
No. She is now.
Baby Agata, are you hungry?
Yeah. Why?
What do you want?
Some warm breast milk.
Already talking. All right.
Wait a minute. This sounds more like Wagata.
No.
Is that you, Wagata, pretending to be Baby Agata?
No. Wagata is the evil version of me. And no, she doesn't exist, July.
Oh, okay. No.
As we know from the Mario universe, everyone has a wah version of themselves and a baby version of themselves.
Yep. Anyway.
We've got a question.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the question.
This question is from Bird Rolls. What kind of haircut should I get? I am tired of that short on the sides Nazi youth cool guy boutique barbershop thing. But I don't know what is really for me. I was thinking maybe Mel Gibson Mad Max meets something else.
Okay, so this guy is sick of this trendy haircut.
Trendy Nazis.
Yeah, where it's short on the sides and long on the top and you flop it around and you look like a Nazi. So I agree with you, and I think that the best way to approach this hair is to do the exact opposite. Short of the top and long.
The Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah, the Ben Franklin. Oh, that's great.
He's a ladies' man.
He's a...
You know that?
He got on that 100 somehow.
Yeah, so that's my advice. Anybody else want to
Well, all I can say is this. This question is from Bird Rules, right? I have to admit, that's our friend Josh Jacob.
Hi, Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
Love you, friend.
I got to say, you sent this question in a couple of years ago, and I just saw you recently, and you're still rocking that hipster haircut.
Damn, Gabe just called him out.
We didn't give him the advice.
Yeah, we did. Oh, that's
right. He's still
right.
waiting. He was still waiting.
Who knows what we told him last time we answered this question.
So, yeah, Josh, short on the top, long on the sides. That's the obvious way to go.
Yeah.
Brian, do you have any thoughts on this matter? You've got a head of hair.
I can't see it.
It's dark in here.
I've been getting the same haircut since I was like in high school. Past like 10 years almost.
Whoa.
It just gets real long. I just get it real short. Just a scissor cut. Mm-hmm. Like take an inch and a half off. And they're like measuring. I'm like, no, you can just eyeball it. My hair always goes back, so I'm never worried about it.
Have you ever thought about maybe a new hairstyle where it's short on the top and long on the sides?
I'm not that confident. That sounds like you have to be very confident to try that out. Just shave the top of your head.
Yeah.
It's never
like,
been done.
Like
right?
a George Costanza kind of look.
Yeah, to purposely do that. He was insecure about his, well, supposedly. Well, no, 97. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm saying. I just finished.
Shrinkage. That was a meme.
Drinkage?
Shrinkage.
Oh, shrink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was cursing the whole way through that show mm-hmm. about his hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I just gave myself a haircut.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, looks
Thank
really
you. Andrea
good.
Helped get the parts I can't see.
Nice.
But yeah. If you get a pair of those clippers, it's pretty easy to do haircuts. You don't have to pay some guy who's gonna
yeah my dad cuts his own hair,
right?
He just has me align the back of it.
That's nice. It's nice to you gotta have someone to align the back
yeah,
of
yeah.
it. Don't do it if you don't have someone to align the back of it.
Well, I'm gonna
unless
play...
you're getting the Benjamin Franklin, you
know? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Then you... yeah,
I'm gonna play devil's advocate and say grow your hair
yep.
really long.
Ooh.
Okay,
so long that you have men admiring that hair and they want to climb that hair.
Oh, like a Rapunzel kind of
sure.
situation. Mm. You know what would be good is like Rapunzel on the sides, shaved on the top.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's a certain length that hair grows, right? It'll stop growing after mm-hmm. a while. Is that true?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like it's sister wife territory?
No, that it just like will stop.
No,
is that true?
No. Yeah. Rapunzel.
That,
we just said. We just said.
How does
that's
the
based on true that's story? What I mean by sister wives though. They never cut their hair in their whole lives, and they're all it's like long, but it's not like infinite.
Yeah, they like step on their hair like Rapunzel.
But how does it, the no. tip of how does the tip of the hair know how yeah. long the hair is?
Exactly,
because it breaks off at the bottom. The longer it is, the more it breaks.
Oh, it's just brittle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So by the time it gets down there, it's just like it'll just like turn to
yeah.
dust in
yeah.
your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Still hot.
Well, I mean, I appreciate all of your opinions, but it is my segment and my True. Advice goes. So, mm-hmm. Josh, next time I see you. You better have this haircut, or our friendship is fucking over, dude, and I mean it.
Adorable prom proposal involved 5.5 miles of running.
So there was an adorable wedding proposal that involved five...
Prom proposal.
There was an... Wait.
Prom.
Proposal? Like, will you go to prom yeah. with me? Okay.
You've never heard of a promposal?
No.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of... being of asking someone to prom, but I didn't know it was called a proposal.
Promposal.
I didn't know what that was either.
It's a thing. It's like
a thing.
Yeah, high schools all over the country.
Did you get promposed to?
Hell yeah.
Oh no, I had a guy ask me to prom, and then he bailed like 2 weeks before.
Damn.
What
a situation?
Was he a ghost?
No, he had already graduated from high school. And well, the worst part is that he didn't even tell me. He just told someone else and expected it to get around to me. And eventually it did. And I was like, hey, dude, what the fuck? And he was like, oh, yeah, I can't go. I'm like, what? Why didn't you just tell me that? But also, he's the one who asked me. He wasn't even in high school.
That's really
he was in elementary.
Yeah.
This guy's cool.
Like, what a fucking dick, right? Like, total he dick. Went out of his way to be a dick. And also, yeah, he was too young for me.
I had my prom situation was a girl. I asked her to go to prom with me. She's like, yeah. And then 3 days before, she's like, I can't go anymore.
And, so fucked up.
And I was like, yeah, that's all right. And so I was like, I had the tickets and I already rented a tux and had a corsage.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I looked so desperate, but I was like, does anybody want to go to prom? I have all this stuff. It was a very sad 3 days for me.
Did you find someone else?
No, I went alone. I made it back in time for Saturday Night Live. That's how long I stayed. My dad was up watching it. He was like, back already, huh?
I ended up going with a lady friend of mine. It was fine. It was fun. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do remember like right after my dad so my dad is like really strict sometimes, and like I think for that night he wanted to make sure that I wasn't like getting fucked up or something, like get drinking somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so he like I told him I was going to Denny's afterward, because we did, and he was like, I'm gonna go drive over to the Denny's and make sure that you're over there. So he literally came by just and like made me come outside. I'm wearing my huge prom dress. He made me come outside just to like check in, prove that I was actually there. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, cool, bye. He left.
Oh. Sounds like a good dad though.
Yeah.
I mean, what did it prove though? Just that I was at Denny's at that second.
What were you rocking? Like a sampler platter kind of thing?
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably French toast.
French toast. That sounds good.
French.
French toast.
French.
So, July, you said that you did have a promposal
That's
situation.
Right.
I'd love
That's
to
right.
hear about this.
All right. So... This was my senior year of high school.
Okay, wait, what year is this? You don't have to date yourself.
This was 99.
Okay. So we're the same age.
No. Cool. No, this was
2008?
2010.
2010 was your senior year of high school?
Hell yeah.
Damn, you're so young.
Hell yeah, dog.
You're so young.
Anyway... no, that was a lie.
Old.
No, that was a lie. I did not get a promposal. I did help out a friend with a campaign to get him nominated as prom king.
Oh yeah.
So we did like a photo shoot, and we did like my angle. I was pitching the angle to him, like you gotta like be sexy. You gotta like be like take tasteful, like nice. Cool, like sensual photos, and we're gonna post them up all over school. And so he like laid on his stomach on like the school benches where we would eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the photos looked like so inappropriate, where he was like hand on crotch and other hand like on his cheek, mm-hmm. smiling. And we had one of those photos and we blew it up into like a gigantic poster size.
Mm-hmm.
And we posted it into one of the main hallways. So when you walk right into the school for like a good month, you see this like young, non-sexual, the high school senior, just like
non-sexual.
It just did not come across as sexy at all.
Oh.
But he's trying to be sexy because he was like wearing like a polo and like khakis or something.
Oh, that's the sexiest outfit.
Oh man.
But yeah, he did not win.
That's too bad.
It was a fun photo shoot, though.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, July, I didn't realize that this was like an MO for you, because you are always suggesting that I pose for sexy photos.
And what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying you are always trying to take sexy photos of people.
Look, I love photography. I love making people look sexy.
You love the human body.
I do. Just like Benjamin Franklin. Anyway, this guy ran 5.5 miles across the city.
Oh, right. So how did that work?
So he used an app on his iPhone that tracks his miles.
And he spelled something out?
He spelled out prom question mark, and he sent it to his lady friend.
I've seen people do that, where they write a message in these like running apps.
Yeah.
Because it tracks your route.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Great. Yeah.
It looks like he was trying to spell promo, but missed the mark a little bit.
It would take me a long time if I was the girl to figure that out.
Yeah.
What does he want to do with prom?
Prom.
Yeah, what about it?
Real cookie dough is Toronto's newest food trend.
What?
Raw cookie dough.
Raw cookie dough.
Ooh.
It's Toronto's newest food trend.
That's right.
Nice.
I support this.
Yeah. How is it being served?
In a cone.
In a cone.
Oh, wow.
What? Yes, please.
Can it give you, is it salmonella?
They probably make it without eggs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But also, like, no one has ever gotten salmonella from raw cookie dough. Like, I don't believe that that has
ever
happened.
Doesn't that look appetizing?
It looks really good.
That's what the cookie dough lobbyists want you to think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're looking at a photo of a...
It's actually the cookie lobby, because they're like, stop eating all the dough before you turn it into cookies.
What? Why does the cookie lobby care whether your cookies are baked or not?
Because...
They still get the dough.
No, it's like the perception.
Oh, it's just image.
It's image.
They don't want their cookies portrayed as uncooked.
Yeah, they're like, crisp them on over to the other side. Because they get more money the more cookies in the world exist.
Oh, that looks good, though.
That does look really good. Oh, man.
I would totally eat that, but it's probably, like,
it has
crazy
sweet. Tarts
sweet.
On it.
You've all had a raw cookie dough before?
Yeah, of course. It looks just like ice cream.
I'll try it.
But, yeah, you were saying it was, like, it's got to be really, like, sweet.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a little bit would make a whole cookie, so, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's like, so many cookies worth of cookie dough.
I don't know. For me, I'll have it if I can put that cone in some sort of oven.
Bake the whole thing?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. A baked cookie dough ice
cream. So you just want a cookie cone?
No. I want raw cookie dough in an oven.
You don't like cookie dough?
He wants a man-made sized oven.
I love cookie dough. I love it raw. I love raw things.
You like oysters?
I love it.
He just wants to eat it in an oven.
So you want to be in the oven.
As the old dirty bastard once said, baby, I like it raw. And I do as well. But okay. ODB, put it in an oven.
Put it in an oven. Okay.
That's great.
I don't know if I can support that, but I respect your ability to say it.
Hashtag put it in an oven, guys.
Hashtag put it in an oven.
Oh, don't. No. Don't.
Why? I'm talking about raw cookie dough.
As a Jewish person, I just would ask you not to hashtag put it in an oven.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay.
So I knew where that was going. I could see it. Just
the rise and fall of that hashtag.
Yeah. The rise. Yikes. So should we go to Toronto and get these cookie dough cones?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
It'll probably open up here like in a couple months.
Really?
You can't wait that long.
We could just go buy some cookie dough and eat it with our hands like normal people.
I need to give someone money for it. Yeah. It's not a thing.
Also, how do you get it in a cone?
It's impossible. You're right. We got to go to Toronto. Yep.
I got family there, so we could stay with them probably.
I know someone there. Drake. My
Drake. I know of him.
He'd probably let me stay in one of his spare bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
Tweet him. See what he says.
Tweet him. We'll wait.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do it.
If you're going to tweet him, hashtag put in an oven.
No! He's Jewish too.
He is Jewish. I'm never going to use that hashtag.
Funny, funny pages. Funny, funny pages. Funny pages. Funny.
Guys, funny pages.
Thank you, Darcy Carden of The Good Place, for that theme song. This is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip never seen before. A lot of the times I don't have any prior knowledge of any of these more obscure comics. Brian, what is your experience with the Sunday Funnies?
Oh, wow. My dad would always rip them out, not using scissors or anything. He still reads the newspaper daily today, and he'd hand me the one he loved the best, and I'd keep it, and I'd like would put it in my wallet because I had no money, so I had to put something in my wallet. And I'd show it to my friends in school.
Oh, man.
Was there like a common rotation of a certain comic?
Comic?
Yeah.
Probably the three most he loved was it's Swine and...
Pearls Before Swine.
Pearls Before Swine was one of them.
We've done that one on the show.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'm just thinking the artist, but it starts with a B. Blizzard? No. It's always a one.
Pluggers?
No, it's always a one.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. The weird one. The one that weird. Was always like...
The Far Side?
No.
Bizarro.
Yeah.
Bizarro. And Dilbert was the three main that he always loved to
show. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I think there was a fourth. There probably was, and I just forgot it.
All right, cool. Well, here I'll give you three options of brand new comic strips. And guess what? It's Sunday, so these are extra long. So strap in, because I'm going to be reading everything.
This is great.
You got to choose between non sequitur.
Oh, non sequitur. Okay, yeah. Oh, well, sorry. Look at the
Peanuts or Pearls Before Swine.
Yep. I'm going to go with option number one.
All right. Non sequitur it is. Non sequitur by Wiley Miller. Okay, so first panel. We see these sort of like monk characters wearing these brown robes.
So like characters from USA's
No
Monk starring Tony Shalhoub.
No, not that kind of monk. I just said they're wearing brown robes, not a detective costume.
I've never seen that show.
And Tony Shalhoub could be getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not. It's not that. It's not Tony Shalhoub getting out of the shower.
Is it a jungle out there?
It's not a jungle setting. No, it looks like they're in front of some sort of building or
monastery, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. They're both holding these long rods or twigs. I can't really tell. One of them says to the other, "Okay, ready?" The other sighs and says, "Yeah. Let's get this over with." Second panel. They go into the building or monastery. We don't know yet. One says, "I can never remember. Do we go left or right?" The other says, "Left to move it forward." Third panel. Now they have the giant rods and they're sticking them in between these two gaps in this like chasm, I guess. And we see it says creak, clack, 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 clack. One of them says hunger. The other goes huff, huff, keep pushing. Fourth panel. One of them is still pushing and says look good to you. the other is not pushing anymore. And he says, yep, it's reset exactly 1 hour. Does anybody want to guess the final panel?
Well, I kind of get what's going on here.
I
this
don't.
Is obvious. This is like a direct swipe at today, which usually I remember to say, but we're recording this on Sunday, March 12th, 2017, also known as the day that we sprung forward, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Daylight mm-hmm. savings time. And it's clear that what these guys are doing is they went into a big clock building, put these rods into the thing and are pushing in a circle, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they're changing the clock, and it's a real pain in the ass.
Is that your guess?
Well, I'm thinking that the final panel is going to be like, stupid daylight savings time. Yeah.
All right, Brian, you have a guess?
Oh, God, that was great. That was a great, perfect guess. But as monks, something religious, they're setting it back. It's got to be that. But I don't know what exactly the religion aspect has to do with daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's your guess, that's, Gabe's guess?
Yeah, Gabe's guess was so good.
I got it.
My guess is that they say, fuck those farmers.
All right. Good guesses. I'll say this. You guys are very close, Gabe and Brian.
What about me?
Not close at all.
What?
I do feel, Brian, no offense, I do feel like I should get the credit.
I don't know. We sure. can split it. I mean, I'll give 50, you 60%. 50.
I think 50-50.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not greedy. You can get 60%.
So the two monks, one of the monks says, whose bright idea was daylight saving time anyway? And the other says, I don't know, but I'm already dreading doing this again in the fall. And then below them, we see why Stonehenge was abandoned.
Oh, Stonehenge was the clock. And that's, you know what? I do give you a lot of the monastery thing. Mm-hmm. It was a big aspect of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So 50-50.
Then. 50-50. All right. So that was.
I'll take a percentage or two if you guys want.
Now is the part of the segment where.
Where I read the comments on the comic?
Yes. AKA the juicy part.
AKA the really the most dumb part of the show.
It's my favorite part of the show.
It's not me too, but it's stupid. Okay, somebody short said about 20 hours ago, LOL, Wiley, you have a wicked sense of humor with a U.
Oh, so someone British.
British.
Yeah. Yeah. I should read that again then.
Yeah, please.
LOL. Wiley, you have a wicked sense of humor.
Beautiful. Nailed Perfect. It.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who am I talking to? The Queen? That was great.
Three Steps Over Japan says, do they ever forget to wind it?
I mean, how could you? It's such a, I like, you probably have to work out for, you probably have you to get up to daylight savings time weight or something.
Yeah.
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 It's the worst day.
I mean, come on, guys. Think about it before you post these comments.
By the way,
I'm embarrassed for him.
There's like over 50 comments.
Wow.
But I'll just read one last one. This is by Knight Gaunt 49. He's a he's a GC insider, so he has a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So we should he's a pro.
Yeah.
We should put more weight into what he says.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Especially with his gargoyle avatar. Losing an hour is worse than gaining one, and it is most unnatural and why we suffer. The optimum healthy person takes a minimum of 2 weeks to adjust. It can take me a month or longer to adjust.
Oh man. This guy has nothing going on.
So he's calling himself a not normal unhealthy person, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That the comic made him mad. Yeah.
This funny comment.
I'll say this, that wasn't the longest comment in this section.
Oh my goodness.
There are paragraphs and paragraphs of comments.
Oh man. But you guys gotta check them out yourself. Do you wanna plug the website?
Yeah, Go Comics.
Go Comics. This episode of Trends with Benefits is brought to you by Go Comics. Want to read some comics? Go Comics.
Yes, and this is the end of the segment, which also has a theme song.
The end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for a game?
Yes.
This is a game called Tweety Little Liars.
Whoa, get a little PowerPoint going.
This is nice.
Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety little liar?
Guys, I just want you to know, I haven't been on a lot of podcasts, but you guys are blowing me away right now.
Thank you.
Best podcast ever.
Oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you.
So Tweety Little Liars is a game where
this is new to us.
Yeah, we haven't seen this part either.
Yeah, no. So the concept of this game is I will go on the internet and I will find a prolific tweeter, right? Celebrities are on Twitter and they are writing their thoughts, right?
Katy Perry's on there.
Katy Perry's on there.
Since when?
Yeah. Long time. Big old account.
Yeah. Biebs is on there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I know. It's crazy, right?
And Drake is on there, as we know.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I just tweeted at him, and I really did, so.
Hashtag put in an oven.
No!
We'll see what he has to say about the hashtag
Drake
debate. Yeah, he's definitely listening. He's definitely.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll find a tweeter, and then I will attempt to embody that tweeter, and I will come up with a sort of two truths and a lie where you will see two real tweets by this person and one that's a tweety little liar, meaning it's something I wrote at pretending to be that person.
And Gabe is really good at pretending to be other people, so it's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, he's a real pistachio disguisey.
Is that from Master of Disguise?
Oh, yeah.
This week I've chosen legendary journalist Larry King.
Nice.
He always picks Larry King.
Someone's got to.
We'll have some Larry King tweets. We're going to start with our guest, Brian, this week. Brian, you get to choose the first category. Would you like movie stars, fruit, or I've never...
Ooh, can I get movie stars?
Okay, movie stars is the first category. Which of these is a tweety little liar? Is it Dot at Ryan Gosling has now reached major stardom? Or will there ever be anyone funnier than at Jim Carrey? Or...
That's good, that's good.
Meryl Streep is a national treasure. Brian, which of these do you think is a tweety little liar?
I want to go with, will there ever be anyone funnier than Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey.
Okay. Brian says Jim Carrey. Agata.
That's the same one I want too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Agata also saying Jim Carrey and July.
By the way, this is amazing. We're looking at Larry King's tweets. I will also say that, and I'll give a reason behind it.
What's that?
Because the Oscars just happened, so he would be talking about Meryl Streep.
And Ryan Gosling.
And Ryan Gosling.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But I don't know if he would be talking about Jim Carrey.
Smart. Smart. You guys are all correct.
Yeah!
Man, this is great.
Oh, that mustache.
Oh, my God.
This is awesome.
Yes, you're all correct. At Jim Carrey was the tweety little liar. On the PowerPoint presentation, for those of you, I'll share it on Google Drive. But I put check marks on the real ones, and then I replaced the fake one with my own face. It's very funny. It's a great visual gag. Whoops. Agata, would you like, yes, Larry, fruit, or Larry on the Middle East?
Middle East.
Okay. Larry on the Middle East. These are going to be very sensitive, I'm sure.
I changed my mind. Fruit.
Okay, go ahead.
I got scared. I got scared.
Okay. Which of these is a tweety little owl? Is it? I love pineapple. Or, I know what a fig is, but what is a Newton?
I love fig Newtons.
Oh, or, we've all bobbed for apples. Has anyone ever bobbed for persimmons?
I love how there's an ellipsis after I love pineapple. Like he had more to say.
I know that one's right.
I noticed today that his tweets all end either in ellipses or a question mark.
Question mark.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Fig Newton.
Agata says Fig Newton July.
Bob for apples, that one.
Okay.
That's wrong.
July says Bob for apples. And Brian?
I want to go with Bob for apples as well.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian and July are correct. Fuck. Bob for persimmons. That's from my sick, twisted mind.
It's good.
I feel like I've heard you say that Fig Newton thing before.
Yeah, which threw me off.
Yeah.
July, you get to pick the next category. Would you like no Larry, Larry on the Middle East, or strong opinions?
Middle East.
Oh, you're going for it.
No Larry.
You're changing yours. Okay. All right, no Larry. All of these are tweets to which the answer could be no, Larry.
Love it.
If you get fired, do you get an actual pink slip? Do people name their kids Larry anymore? Or does every auto insurance company save you money?
I want the second one to be so real.
Which of those, July, do you think is a tweety, a little, a halaya?
I'll go auto insurance.
Auto insurance says July. Brian?
I want to go with, just to make it interesting, pink slip. If you get fired.
I got it.
I'll go with the second one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Brian is correct. The pink slip tweet is the Tweety Little Liar, which makes him the winner of this week's Tweety Little Liars. Congratulations,
Thank
sir.
You.
Amazing.
You.
And your prize is a handshake.
Oh.
That's what? Nice, nice. That's firm. Not what the prize usually is.
Sometimes, well, it's often a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah.
But I just met Brian and I don't want
to. I feel cheated.
Give
Do you want
a kiss
on the forehead?
Okay. Yeah.
I won fair and square.
Here he goes. Gabe's going to kiss Brian on the forehead.
Oh, nice.
This is good. Nice, nice and firm, just like a handshake.
That's my mom said, kiss him like you shake him.
Gross.
I liked it.
So we've gotten to the end. What? Oh, I have an outro. Yeah, go ahead. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liar? So we've made it to the end of the show, which means it's time to do the traditional excuse me, traditional whose line is it anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on this show. Agata, no?
No, thank you.
Okay. I ask every time, hoping that you'll change your mind.
I hope that you'll stop asking.
No, I never will. Okay, so we always encourage our guests to participate, but we would never dream of forcing anyone. Would you like to?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't know the next time I'll get to do a hoedown.
Okay, so Agata, do you have a recommendation of something that we can hoedown about?
What were the trends?
Promposals.
Oh, yeah. Promposal. That's good.
Okay,
promposal.
Cool.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That was Matt Gourley, past guest. Wonderful man.
Robolore Hall's playing the...
Well, it was time for prom, and I was super happy. I was gonna go and get super slappy. By going and getting punched drunk, I got really, really crunk.
Well, none of the gals at school would go with me to prom, nor would my sister or my mom. So what I had to do instead was put some lipstick on a loaf of bread.
When I went to prom, it was very short. When I went to prom, my mom said, oh, what a dork. I didn't have any friends to keep me that busy. But god darn it, I can't remember the last time I got dizzy.
Well, I'm chaperoning tonight.
Pizza, pepperoni, and punch. All right.
I can't remember if this is the third rhyme.
Let's have a super time.
Nice.
Let's have a super time. Oh, that was good.
Good.
That's probably one of the greatest, best ones we've done so far.
I know why you don't do it every week.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. It's like just a panic mode for me,
right,
where I'm like, fuck, I don't know how to. Oh, it's so stupid. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Like, damn it.
It's so easy, but I still fuck it up.
Yours is good, though, Brian. Yours is good.
Yeah.
Gabe's was fantastic.
Good. Yeah, everyone's Gabe, that was really good.
Told a story.
Yeah. Loaf of bread. You went to prom with a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you guys my promposal story.
Oh, yeah.
Asked a lot of ladies. They wouldn't go. Asked my sister and my mom.
They wouldn't go.
Aw.
And so, I had to go with a loaf of bread dressed up as a woman. But...
Was she hot?
She was hot and...
Toasted, huh?
You put her in...
No!
I put a bun in her oven.
Oh!
And on that note...
Yeah, Brian, thanks so much for coming on our show and participating in our goofiness. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Ooh,
this is your plug opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I got a show this Wednesday at the UCB Inner Sanctum. Backpackers, called UPN Show. We take black sitcoms from the 90s and we do suggestions based off of them.
Oh, your era, right?
Yep, exactly.
You live in the 90s.
I know all the shows.
So. UPN.
UPN, yeah.
Yeah.
Before they got bought out by WB.
WB.
Or maybe the other way around. That's just not called the UPN Show anymore.
Now it's the CW and they have a teenage soap opera based on Archie.
Yeah, Riverdale.
Ooh, Riverdale.
Which I want to plug Riverdale. I'm loving it.
You're loving it.
Archie's looking good, you guys.
Really?
He looks great.
Is he played by Ed Sheeran?
No.
That would be some obvious casting, I think.
No, he's like ripped. Like he's got like an 8-pack.
Oh, okay.
Is that the Archie you know and love?
Yes. July, do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't, but I'll give my plug to Robolore Hall.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Logan, it's not your daddy's X-Men movie.
Oh, you liked Logan?
It's not your daddy's X-Men.
It's not my daddy's. My daddy. My daddy doesn't have an X-Men movie.
He didn't watch the 2000 movie.
which one's my dad's?
The Fifth Element.
Oh yeah.
My dad loves The Fifth Element.
Really?
My dad does too. Yeah.
It's such a dad movie.
My dad... Well, I've told this story on the podcast many times, I think, but my dad would, he got like a fancy surround sound speaker situation going on, and then he would show it off when his friends came over by like putting on that scene from The Fifth Element where that blue lady is singing opera.
Oh, yeah.
It's the ultimate It's the ultimate example of awesome audio video.
Right. So sure. I probably have seen it like 200 times in my life. Just like, I've got it all memorized.
Do you know the song? Look at it, you're turning blue.
Ooh, am I getting all like squiggly?
Cut her open, cut her open.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on weekly on UPN. Online at twb.cool. Send your questions in to Ask Agata and
be safe.
We love you and
bye
bye bye.